Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 193. Some days you just have nothing. And Shannon's Method, Overcome Habit Procrastination by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, also known as the Old Podcast. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who had Mickey Mouse on the sides of his glasses in elementary school. Yeah, I got made fun of, and I don't even know why I had those. It's not like I was a big Mickey Mouse or Disney fan or something. Anyway, I'm back with a post from Leo Babauta of Zen Habits. Two people actually forwarded me the first post about bad days, so I thought that'd be a good one to read here on the podcast. But it's a bit short, so I found another one about overcoming habit procrastination, which is something I get feedback about when I ask random listeners what they're struggling with. And if you want to be someone that I reach out to like that, come on over to oldpodcast.com. If you enter your email address there, you'll get a bunch of free stuff from me, and you'll hear from me once a week, and I'll also check in with you to see what you're struggling with and how I can help. All right, this is getting long enough, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Some Days You Just Have Nothing by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Yesterday wasn't a great day for me. I woke up late after too little sleep. Someone I love is mad at me and doesn't seem to want to talk to me, which put me in a down mood. I couldn't get focused to do any writing, so I answered emails, read stuff online, took a nap. My kids weren't around to cuddle with me. I did a workout but couldn't finish it because my wrist hurt. I rode my bike to the grocery store on a warm summer evening, which was nice. I cooked a healthy dinner for myself, had a strong beer. Then I made the mistake of reading some comments on a blog post that was critical of me. The blog post was mildly critical, but the comments piled on top of each other, talking about how hypocritical I am, how repetitious my writing has become. With each negative comment, I could feel my heart drop lower and lower. It wasn't a great day, and my mood descended as I thought about how badly so many people thought of me. Some days you don't have anything. Some days you don't knock it out of the park. On a day like this, I sat still. It was all I could do. I looked inward and faced the hurt. I stayed with it, just giving it my attention. I noticed the story I was telling myself that was causing the pain. It wasn't a good story. The more I got stuck telling myself this story, the more I was stuck in the pain. So I turned to the present moment and allowed myself to feel the pain instead of running from it, pushing it away, or trying to do something to end it. It wasn't so bad, and it didn't stay around much longer now that I allowed myself to sit with the hurt. I also realized that this Leo that those people were criticizing doesn't exist. It's just an image they've created in their heads, not really me. And this Leo that I have in my head, a Leo who is a good person, who tries his best, this is also just something I've created in my head. In the middle of all this seeming solidness, there's nothing, just a fluid present moment. After turning and facing my feelings, staying with them, and seeing the nothingness in the middle of it all, everything was okay. Not brilliant, but not so bad. Some days, you have nothing, but that's okay. Shannon's Method, Overcome Habit Procrastination by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. One of the biggest problems we face when we're forming a new positive habit is procrastination. We've all done this. We're trying to meditate or exercise or floss, but we're tired or busy. So we put it off, and then the next day we do it again, and soon we've just dropped a new habit. It's easier to put off the habit than to just do it, right? What's the solution? I was taking a walk with my mom, Shannon, a couple days ago, and we were talking about habits. She's very good at just doing any habit that she knows is good for her. If she finds out she needs to take some vitamins every day, or do foam rolling, or do a daily walk, she'll just do it. No fuss, no problem. She's the same way with anything. Finances, tasks she has to do for her work, Guampedia. So what's her secret? I questioned her until I found out. Me. Most people get to a point where they skip doing a habit when they're tired or stressed, but you don't. Why not? Shannon. I just tell myself, you're not getting into that. It's only going to take 2 minutes. Just do it now. Me. What do you mean by you're not getting into that? Shannon. I know what happens when you go down that slippery slope. I've been there. So I just decide not to go down it. It only takes 2 minutes, so it's better to just do it now. Me. So you've been down that slippery slope before, and you know how it turns out. Shannon. Yeah, if it's flossing my teeth, I think about how bad my teeth will get if I don't floss, how expensive and painful the dental work will be, and I think it's better to just take care of it now than to have to deal with all that. It turns out that she visualizes all the consequences of going down the slippery slope, or just knows them by now. If it's eating junk food, she has seen the ravages of diabetes that people she knows have gone through because they didn't eat healthy enough. This is a skill that many successful people I know have, especially ones who have good habits around health, productivity, and finance. It works. So to recap, here's Shannon's method. Number one, know what small action you need to take in order to take care of yourself, for health, work, finances, etc. Number two, know when you're supposed to do it, and when the time comes, just do it. Number three, if you're tempted to skip the habit because of tiredness, busyness, or stress, think about the slippery slope that you're going down if you skip it. Visualize the long-term consequences of not doing this habit, not just this once, but ever again. You know what happens to people who don't have this habit. Number four, tell yourself that compared to the misery at the end of the slippery slope, just doing it now is much, much better. It's 2 minutes of easy work versus years of horrible stuff. Number five, then say, you're not getting into that. It's just 2 minutes. Do it now. You just listened to the post titled, Some Days You Just Have Nothing, and Shannon's Method, Overcome Habit Procrastination, both by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. That last post was something I know many listeners of this show struggle with, so hopefully you found that helpful. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, if you want to be in touch with me and also help guide the content of this show, you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And if you enter your email address there, I'll be in touch and you can help me figure out what kind of content you want to hear. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com. And that's it. Have a wonderful day, and I will catch you tomorrow for Wellness Wednesday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.